to see if I can't get a little better overall picture of the camp. They did quite a job here. In fact, people are coming from all over the country to look at it. Call these refugees out. Gwen brought them out by helicopter, and then feeding them all and housing them and getting water for them and all that business. It's a pretty good deal. They've had all kinds of generals out here and admirals, as I told you before, and big shots coming in. And it's really a trial and error for the boss. He has to attend all kinds of meetings, and these guys keep cutting in on his time. And he's getting real tired, and he's been trying to get home. He hasn't had any home leave. He was going to go home for Christmas, and this operation started, and they had to hold him up. But he says he's going to go Sunday, and I'm glad, because he needs to go. He's getting kind of shaky. Well, I'm surprised at my attitude here today. I've been, two or three days, I've been going to hit somebody in the nose real good. But today I feel real fine, and I don't know what's the cause of it. I've been getting dizzy spells lately. Pretty dizzy, you know, and I move around, and I just wonder if something's wrong with me. I think, remember my actions when I was home? I think I got prostritis. And you know what that does. Or do you? I don't know what it does. But I think I got something like that. I'm going to have to go to a doctor one of these days. I don't know what this dizziness is. I've been doing exercises and good, and I've started standing on my head this morning to see if I can't overcome this dizziness. I don't like it too well, and I'm not used to it. You know, when you stoop over and you raise up quick and you get kind of dizzy, boy, well, sometimes I have to hang on. I'm like a blacking out. And I got a letter here that you wrote on the 19th of January, which was 10 days ago or more, and you had Fritz and Ruby and Charlie Kirsten over for dinner, and all they do is talk about me most of the time. I think you get on another fresher subject. And old Fritz sit right at that kitchen window. I like that, because I like old Fritz to sit there, because I know he feels comfortable in that, looking out at the world. That's where a man should be, by the side of the road where he can look out and visit and then get up and walk away from it. You went to the commissary store with old Cindy. And I saw some shoes like the ones you never did receive, so I bought you a pair. Well, good for you. I'm sure looking forward to receiving them. And by George, I'm going to wear them. I'm wearing these other kind. They're the same kind, but they're cheaper. I think they're from Sears or someplace. And they're not as strong, not as strong. And you got the car license plates, MM365. Well, I can remember. Yeah, we don't get many of those low licenses, do we, honey? Maybe we're big shots. And the 20th was the day that Nixon got inaugurated, and I guess nothing happened. I didn't see anything happen. Anyway, he's on his own now, and so I guess the country's going to be all right. We haven't had any change out here yet, so Maybe it'll take him a year to change. Maybe I'll be out of here in a year. Well, I've been studying my language real steady, and I'll just stick with it. And if those guys in Washington want to okay my school, language school, I'll go back there and spend some time with them, and then by that time you can come to Vietnam with me and I'll be able to talk the language and you'll be able to talk it with me. You'll be able to come with me to Vietnam and we'll make a lot of action, live adventures ever after. Don't that be good? Boy, I'd like to, while I'm in this position, in this pay bracket, you know, that's gonna make quite a bit of money, boy, when you start counting it up, money that I haven't made before. But I guess that's what I'm supposed to do anyway for a while. And we're in the money, come on my honey, you got a lot of what it takes to get along. You're in the money, come on my honey, we'll lend it, spend it, send it, rolling along. I'm in love with you, honey, won't you love me too, honey? Promise you'll be true, honey, seems funny, but it's true. Bless your little heart, Flossie, baby, loved you from the start, Flossie, baby. La di 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 da da di di di, honey, with you. I want to go back to my little grass shack in Kealakeakea, Hawaii. Cindy, Cindy, come a little Cindy. Hello, Cindy. I want to be there once again with the Connies and Wahinis at a new da da do da da do da do. Come on, Cindy. Hit Cindy, hit Cindy. Come on, Cindy gal. I want to dee da 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 on the beach at Wikaquao. I want to do da 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 da. Come my inoka hooli ika howli velika how. Boy, a guy that lives out here this far away can get away with everything, can he? Well, I want to get away by telling you how much I love you, honey. This tape is getting short, and I'll say I sure do love you and think of you all the time and say goodbye before it runs out. So there. Now, so long, baby. I think that when we meet again, we'll have an armful of each other all the time, and we'll be very happy about everything. But, and so long.